Welcome to Couve.com. I'm your host, David Medore. We have our guest today, Michael W. Hurst, and we're going to be talking about how you had a thriving home business that ended up failing as a result of the construction when light rail came into your area. They tore everything up. So the question is, first of all, when you were working out of your home, you had communication, you had customers, you had deliveries, that kind of thing. And you were told by the authorities at the time what it was going to be like when they started construction. How did that experience compare to the real experience, and how long did you last during that construction?
I had a very nice little home business. We were a print shop. We had a couple of commercial clients, and then serviced the neighborhood. So if you lived in our general neighborhood and you needed a copy, you'd come there and you could get a copy made. I also had a couple of clients where I printed up small books that were used for servicing, and I needed to, it was very timely. They would give me the information, I would have to print it out. And
quick turnaround.
Yeah, very, very quick turnaround. So I had some old equipment, I had some very high tech at the time, this was the early 80s. The various suits that came by, and they dropped off flyers, they had community meetings and so forth. They said there would be minimal disruption to the neighborhood and to our businesses. That is not what happened at all. I lost my business because the roads were all tore up, the phone lines were cut almost daily. Sometimes we didn't have water all day long. Couldn't get your vehicles in or out of your own driveway until they came back at the end of the day and then put a gravel berm so that you get down your driveway and into this dirt road that was going on. I was in the Burnside about 140th. Area. So I was out. Yeah, in Portland, out of ways. And that process went on for months. And little by little, my customers stopped coming. They couldn't call me. I couldn't get out. My suppliers couldn't get there. And I wasn't alone. There was a couple of small restaurants, I remember, that they were along the project also. And again, they were told, just hang on, it's going to get better. It never got better.
How long did that process last, the construction?
I was trying to think about that. I think it was over a year that it was just a mess. Hmm.
The reason I'm asking you these questions is because anytime we're going to repeat something, let's say in this case we're talking about tearing up about 30 square blocks of downtown Vancouver for a matter of years, intended to be multiple years, and they're not just tearing up the roads, they're tearing up from storefront to storefront, all the sidewalks, everything out of there for a matter of years. And the consideration of this is to look, where have we done this before? Where has light rail been installed before? And what was the promise? And what was the impact? And the concern there is that this is going to be harmful to the businesses. And this is the time not to be driving people out of businesses. Did you get compensated for your business loss?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I was promised that I would get some of the work to provide the flyers that would go out to the neighborhood to talk about, well, this is what's gonna happen this week, and this is what's gonna happen next week, and this is what's gonna happen down the line. And I kept getting pushed off. I never got any of that work. If you go out to Outer Southeast along Burnside or along the Burnside corridor there, and you look at the businesses and how close they are now to Burnside, it was tore up door to door for a very long time. And some of us, we just didn't survive. We didn't have the money that would carry us through times of no business. Because there were many times where there was just no business. There were no utilities.
Because people can't get in, they can't get out.
They can't get in.
Avoid the construction area.
Right, they couldn't get in, they couldn't get out. They would drive somewhere else. They took their business somewhere else.
Well, I'm curious, now that the construction is done, light rail has gone in, mm-hmm. Have you looked to see what's become of that? Do you still live there?
No.
You moved out of there.
Yeah, I lost everything. I had to move, sell my equipment for small amounts, and just lost a dream.
So was that in your home? You sold the home?
No. I was renting the home.
Okay.
So.
And have you gone back to see what has become of that area? Is that a thriving area now that light rail's gone in? Are their businesses returning, or what? How is it? Has it prospered?
Yeah, I I don't like going back there. There's just too many sad memories of losing a family business.
And this is a while ago, but still, the construction of light rail hasn't changed that much. I would welcome those individuals that from the that do the construction to come up and say, well, it really has changed. Now we've got minimum impact, but it doesn't appear that way. They're talking about much longer construction here in downtown Vancouver than they were then. This is a much bigger, concentrated project in the heart of the city. This is going to gut the city.
I can only tell what happened to me. There was a paved road, and then little by little, they kept taking it all apart, and then it was just dirt, and there were large holes everywhere. There was backhoes that were, you know, tearing the wires for the phone. They kept saying that they would hand dig by the utilities. They didn't.
Why wouldn't they hand dig? I mean, if you just simply go in there with a backhoe, you're going to tear everything out. Surely they don't want to damage those cables.
What I was told was that it's cheaper to pay the fine than it is to pay to hand dig near the utilities. And so I would watch them. They would go out, they'd run a backhoe through the phone lines, and then they'd move down the road a little bit. I would jump in the hole. I figured out which wires were mine, because we didn't have cell phones then. It was the early 80s. And I would figure out my wires, and I would put them back together again, and that way at least I could call my customers.
You would watch them actually take the backhoe
and
just
tear
right through those lines.
I'd stand right there at the corner of my property and watch them tear right through the lines. And in the early days, I would scream and yell at them.
And what would they say? What would they do? Oh, no.
They couldn't hear a thing. It was, you know, it was heavy equipment.
Did they know you were getting in the hole afterwards to reconnect the phone lines?
Oh, yeah, they saw me get down there. Because the phone company would come after they were done, and then they would reconnect the lines every day. It was a ritual. That stuff was just...
For months?
Yeah, for months.
Oh, okay. That is unfortunate. They're talking about bringing light rail to an area supposed to create all these jobs. Is anybody figuring the other end of this thing and what it's doing to the businesses that are already there?
I'm sure it created construction jobs to create the roads and the utilities and the rails that go there and the stops for everybody. But I just remember businesses, mom and pop shops. They just closed up. Everybody tried to stick it out. We went to community meetings and listened to people tell us it will be better someday. But I just remember mom and pop shops that closed. I knew.
I'm curious. There certainly seems to be plenty of money flowing in for the construction. For instance, the construction cost for light rail per mile in Canada is $6 million. The construction cost for light rail in Portland, in Oregon area, is $200 million per mile. Now, what's the difference there? Same project, same kind of construction, and one is the flow that's coming in from these, like the CRC kind of bureaucracies that just throw money at it without the accountability. That is, somehow we need to be able to correct this. And hopefully when people consider the impact, hopefully our local representatives, they should have been putting the invitation out to talk to business owners that have been through this in the past in areas where light rail has been constructed and say, give us some insight here. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do in order to minimize the impact or to at least to warn you what's coming and to properly compensate you for the loss of your business or the relocation of your business ahead of time? Because I expect that if you could have relocated, if you knew what was coming, it's kind of like if you know a hurricane's coming, you board things up and leave.
Oh, yeah.
Then I would think that if you know that light rail is coming to your area and the construction is going to tear all this stuff up, where you can't connect to the world anymore, especially with online connections these days. If you're not online, you're not able to get deliveries in and out, then you're basically out of business. So if they could be upfront about that, then you could do something about it. Then they can relocate you, right?
Yes. I wished I had really been told, no, we're just going to devastate this whole area and you're better off to move. But I'm sure that conversation would then have incurred some liability to help me move. And
sure,
instead,
there is liability there.
Yeah. Instead, it was just, oh, there's not going to be that much of a problem, and it'll be done soon, and it'll all be better when it's over. It wasn't. It took a long time. It wasn't better. And I lost my business, and I saw other people lose their businesses.
And that is so preventable if you think ahead and you communicate honestly what the impact is going to be. Now, the document that makes all this stuff happen is the FEIS, which is the Final Environmental Impact Statement. When people hear that word environmental, they think we're talking about a spotted owl and fish and that kind of thing. That E, a big part of that E, is the environment of people. How much is it going to impact the economy? How much is it going to impact jobs? How much is it going to impact our daily lives? That's the important part of this. And we just passed that here. CTRAN, county commissioners, you name it, the city council, they just passed that last year. They just gave the final approval of that statement here. And there is no provision at all to relocate any of the businesses, to compensate any of the businesses downtown Vancouver for the loss of their businesses or the loss of discontinuing, and the relocation or some planning, it would be appropriate because it's most accidents and most troubles are foreseeable. This is foreseeable. If we're going to do it, let's count the costs. Let's take care of it if it's worth the while. Because progress does. It is difficult. If you're going to have road construction, you suffer the pain for a while, and then you get something really good. That's the way it's supposed to work. And typically, that road construction is supposed to be minimal, or it's supposed to be at least short, and some provision made for it. But this is road construction on steroids. This is light rail construction, which is not like a road. You're good, because a road normally doesn't tear up off from storefront to storefront with all the sidewalks. So anyway, I just wanted you to be able to share your story. I just didn't know about the story. I just met you today, and I was asking about your background, and I was surprised to hear this story. I didn't go hunting for it, but it's something that people ought to consider, our representatives ought to consider, and hopefully not repeat the same mistake. Fair enough? You want to share anything else?
No, I agree that it's kind of a story that I've buried. Because, as I said, it was kind of a difficult time for my family.
Sure, painful.
We were a young family. It was, 30-some years ago now? Or no, it couldn't be. No,
well, 20. It was the 1980s. It's about 30 years.
Yeah, about 30 years ago. And we had a dream, that American dream of having your own business.
Well, when people start their own little business, it's like their own little plant. And they nurture it, and they care for it. They put their
everything into it.
Yeah, that's... hopefully it'll grow, and hopefully it'll be. I mean, that you invest all your working hours and time and money, and to have that just simply so discarded is very, very painful. So hopefully, your experience can help us not repeat that same mistake.
That would be my hope.
Okay.
Is that people look at. If you're going to put a light rail through there, that's a major construction. That means the roads are going to be tore up. And customers are not going to want to. Well, I'm just speaking from my personal experience as a customer and as a business person. People are not going to want to get in the middle of the dirt and the dust and the rocks. And
you said something earlier that surprised me because I thought this only basically applied to light rail. But they were talking about bus rapid transit, which basically tears up the road and tears up the sidewalks and puts all these raised areas up throughout the bus rapid transit throughout 4th Plain corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, do you feel like that is going to impact those businesses?
Yeah, I live on just off 4th Plain. And when I look at 4th Plain and all of the small businesses that are along there, I look at it and I can't imagine how they're going to possibly make room for the buses without impacting all these small shops. And I know those small businesses, they don't have the margins. They don't have the capital, sitting in the bank to where they can shut down for a month, 6 months, while the process moves through their area, and people avoid construction. And so they're going to avoid an area.
Yeah. Even in your case, it wasn't just simply losing your telephone service. You couldn't get deliveries. You couldn't even drive to your house at that time.
No.
It
no.
was basically you were cut off from commerce.
Yes. I'd have to park my car up on a side street and then, you know, hike down through to get to my house.
Yeah. And I wonder how those businesses are going to survive that need to have daily deliveries and shipments in the Fourth Plain Corridor, being one of the critical job-creating economies for our little local area here, is very important. And people don't realize there's no provision set aside for those businesses when they go in there to tear that up to put in a bus rapid transit.
You know, and one of my concerns for especially the Fourth Plain Corridor, because of some committees I've sat on with the ASTD.
What's ASTD stand for?
ASTD is the American Society of Trainer and Developers. Conversations we've had is about how can we support the diversity of business owners that are along there, because there's a lot of cultural diversity that is rich along Fourth Plain, and they're going to need some advocacy in order to help navigate through a very complex process that is going to be overlaid on their day to deal with the construction, the bureaucracy, the impact that's going to go through there. And that's a special group out there.
Right now we have a ballot issue that really ties those two together, light rail and bus rapid transit. And in considering that, being that right now there is no provision for giving any assistance to the businesses that are going to be impacted. And that's part of the cost that just we're kind of skipping over. But if we're going to move forward, and I like progress, I like moving forward with new construction projects that better the community, but if you're going to pay a price of losing businesses or losing business for a period, we need to consider that and make some provision for it. So when we consider, do we do this now with the definitions the way they're defined, that's part of the factor that we consider. Should we ensure we fix that first, make sure those businesses are taken care of, or just go with it the way it is?
And put the fires out as they occur.
Yeah, plan ahead. All right. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you just sharing your story. Hopefully that insight will help us to be wiser about future projects. Appreciate it. Thanks. That wraps it.